a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world.
His name is Ramon Stoffelenberg. He has been called the world's biggest freeloader by some of the media.
This is the first week of Let Me Stay for a Day in Canada.
Waiting for me down in old Mexico.
Hey, hello there, Ramon. Aaron. Good to see you
nice
again,
nice to meet you.
It's been a while.
How are you doing?
Good, good. Come on in.
Thank you.
Quite the bag you have there.
My name is Ramon Stoffelenberg. I'm from the Netherlands. I'm 26 years old. I'm traveling the world. I don't spend any money, and I travel thanks to the hospitality of other people. And I'm currently staying with Aaron Collins here in Calgary.
Now, we know each other from before, Ramon. Maybe we can start out by just explaining how we met, where we met.
I think it was in a hostel. Yeah, I'm sure. It was in a hostel in South Africa near a beautiful beach. And I remember giving away my room to you and this girl you met so you could be together and I had to sleep outside. And now this girl is going to be your fiancée, I heard.
She's already my fiancée. She'll be my wife soon.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but getting married next month.
Yeah.
So I was a journalism student, and I basically started to hate the journalism job. So I said, okay, goodbye, school. I dropped out of journalism school in the Netherlands. And I wanted to travel, but for traveling, you need a lot of money. So you have to work for a while. Then you can go for just a while until the money's out, and then you can work again. And I was like, no, I want to go and explore. And I wish I had like relatives in another country who would say, hey, Ramon, come over at our place. I just didn't have many relatives. So I decided to start a website called Let Me Stay for a Day. Just asking anybody who's interested. It's just a question. I already have no, but if I try, maybe somebody says, yes, you can stay. And I launched the website in 2001. And when I left home in the 1st of May that year, I had more than 750 invitations from 42 countries.
Wow, and so where have you been since then? We met in South Africa. I think you were only about 6 months into your trip at that time.
I was in my 6 months. Yeah, I went from the Netherlands, Belgium, France, England, Ireland, Northern Ireland, Isle of Man, Denmark, Sweden, Norway, Austria, Spain, South Africa. Then I got to Australia. And this year in February, I started in Vancouver. From Vancouver through BC, ended up in Yellowknife. I got a flight company, an air company, sponsoring me to Iqaluit to experience how people live in the north, in Nunavut. Ended up in Ottawa. From Ottawa, I traveled all the way to the East Coast, to New Brunswick, the Maritimes with Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island. Even managed to get to St. John's, Newfoundland. Got back from there, ended up with a Via Rail sponsorship to Toronto. Traveled around Southern Ontario, got to Northern Ontario, and then rushed through Winnipeg, Saskatoon, and Edmonton. And I'm on my way back to Vancouver.
I'm tired just listening to that
list.
That's,
and that was like a period of about 5 months.
Don't you get exhausted, lonely even? Like just, I mean, day after day, always having to be on the move like that. It must be mentally challenging.
Well, that's in return for staying with people and enjoying their hospitality for a day. I write reports on the website. So I do work in return, and if I would be really honest, every report would start with, oh my God, I'm so tired. But that will be boring, so you don't read that. Yeah. But indeed, it's a very exhausting life, but I think it's the best job I can ever imagine.
You saw pretty much the biggest event Calgary has to offer, the Stampede, the rodeo finals, actually. What was your impression? Have you ever seen a rodeo before?
It was an interesting experience to just see the entire culture of people becoming so hysterically crazy about the horses and bulls and these cowboys and oh my God, oh my, and everybody clapped to get this guy up on off the ground. And it's just it's an interesting way to see at a certain culture.
Cool. So after you leave Calgary, where are you off to next?
I'm heading back to Edmonton the end of this week, and then I'm getting back on my Via Rail transport tickets. And I'll end up in Jasper, stay there for 2 nights.
Where are you going to stay in Jasper?
I don't know.
That sounds like a bit of a problem.
I have a problem. I had two people inviting me in Jasper. And the only thing is those people probably moved out or changed their details because I can't reach them. This train is going to stop there like July 19. And I'm a bit stuck. So if anybody knows where I can put down my carton box, they're welcome to contact me.
Ramon, you look tired, thirsty. Can I get you a beer?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. I'm sure we have some good old-fashioned Alberta Pilsners in here. No, no, those ones are warm.
Thank you.
Yeah. Cheers. Wow. Welcome to Calgary.
Thanks for Canada.
Yeah. I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops.